This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Time now for another hour with Doc. Well, it's almost an hour. I say an hour because on the clock it kind of looks like we've blocked out almost an hour of your time and our time to help us and you go through, I don't know that we would say we're burning through some of the issues and the research that's been done, but we have a lot of information. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology down in Marlboro, Florida, to discuss the things that he has found this week that are that implicate or are implicative. Is that a word? I like that word if it isn't a word. Let's make it a word, Ken. What do you say? Implicative. That's
let's
a good
add
word.
It.
Yeah, okay, let's do that. Anyway, the implication from all of the studies, what's been thought of, and then there'll be questions for Dr. Ken. Lots of things to discuss, so let's get at it. First couple of stories. As COVID diminishes in impact and import, there still are a number of things to be discussed, including the latest info from the Centers for Disease Confusion about children from the age of 5 to 11 and whether or not the vaccine works or doesn't work. Wasn't it a week ago they said it worked, and now this week they say it doesn't maybe work as well as we thought it did. Is that kind of it, Ken?
Well, we're only reporting, as you are, what they're saying. But the good news is that the incident rate, the case rate per 100,000 is under 10, which is their cutoff of this going away in many, many areas of the country. Mm-hmm. And that is very encouraging, and let's hope it stays there. Let's hope it doesn't create any new variants, and maybe we can put this all in our rearview mirror. Wouldn't that be nice?
Sure would. All right, but so as far as children.
There. But let's talk a little bit about what the CDC told us this week, especially about children. And the headline is that apparently the COVID-19 vaccines from Pfizer and BioNTech are less effective in children age 5 to 11. They gave the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine to children ages 5 to 11, and it seems as though there's less protection against emergency room and urgent care facility visits related to the virus symptoms compared to teens. More than 2 months after receiving the second dose of the vaccine, the children in the age group 5 to 11, Doug, had 46% protection against needing emergency room care for the virus, and this compares to 83% protection against such health care encounters for those aged 12 to 17.
Mm-hmm. So under the circumstances, thinking about what we have been getting all along, is there an excuse for the CDC changing? Is it because they're still learning things? I'm not trying to give them an out here, because I think the mass confusion has shown how bad government handles some of these things. But then I suppose you could say, well, they handled the getting the all of the vaccines put together and moved it along and stuff. I don't know. It becomes, I guess, a political statement. But does it make any difference? At the end of the day, people need to trust their own instincts. Trust your gut. Not necessarily some, you know, we've been yelling and screaming about masks for months. And then, you know, arbitrarily, okay, tomorrow, today you got to wear a mask. Tomorrow you don't have to wear a mask. Huh? You can tell how frustrated I get with this stuff. I believe in wearing a mask in closed. I still would on an airplane. I'd still wear a mask. But I don't want somebody to tell me I have to. I want to do it because I know that it's the right thing to do. And so all of that stuff is just, we have really seen how we are over-governmentalized through all of this. Anyway, while we're talking about children, there's an overview that's come out of the number of children around the world who've lost a parent to COVID. That number is pretty astounding, Ken.
Yeah, this is sad, and this is what we have to be aware of and try to comfort these kids and really be aware of this, because it's going to affect them for a long, long time. 5.2 million children worldwide, Doug, have lost a parent or caregiver due to COVID-19, and that's an estimate out of the CDC. So this is something that most of us will come across. It'll touch us. We need to be aware of it, and we need to do whatever we can to comfort these kids.
Yeah. All right. I've had somebody ask me, and I thought I'd pass it along as we're talking about COVID. Why is it that the virus steals your sense of smell and taste? Is it a nerve thing? What is it? Have you nosed around enough to understand why it is? Because some people lose their sense of smell and some people don't.
Well, realize we've had numerous different variants to COVID-19. I think most of us are familiar with at least three of them. The original, sometimes called Alpha, then Delta, which was last summer, and then Omicron, which has been since Thanksgiving. And the first two that we're all familiar with, yes, in many, it did take away taste and smell. The virus actually gets into the nerves. There are specific nerves in the body that are responsible for our smell and taste. And those two variants were able to get into the nerves that are involved in taste and smell and interfere. Omicron, famously, does not seem to affect taste and smell. It's more of up there in the upper airway, upper respiratory condition, like a cold, and doesn't seem to have that as a feature. But that's where we see this. And most people do get their taste and smell back, but there is a fraction of people who have long haulers with Alpha and Delta, that is, the symptoms go on for more than a month, and still haven't gotten their taste and smell back. And that is very sad, and that's just a good reason when we were dealing with Alpha and Delta to stay away from those variants. But there's also good reasons if you can't stay away from Omicron, but not many have estimated that 1.3 million Americans, I think it's up to 1.4 million Americans have had COVID. That's a lot of people.
I just wonder how much of it was
40 million
propaganda.
140 million Americans have had COVID.
Yeah, well, half the population more or less has had it. Some don't know, like you think I've had it. I guess I'm thinking I may have had it,
well,
but I don't know when.
You think you've had it. You think you've had it, and I think it's a good possibility early on.
California
was spiking.
Yeah. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. This is DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen with a word on losing weight, the Calitrin way of keeping the weight off. I can't tell you that there's one better way to lose weight. You can use Calitrin to take the weight off, no question. But more success is found when you use Calitrin to keep the weight off. I know that they suggest that you go on a 90-day program. I suggest that you double that. You can get a 90-day supply and then get another 90 days without having to pay for it at toploss.com. But that's not the important thing. What works to keep the weight off of your body? And that's where I think Calitrin really shines. I have tried it. I can testify to it myself. Up and down, a little bit here and there, over the course of the winter, when Ken sees me in a couple of weeks down at his clinic in Florida, I'm hoping that I will have shed another 5 or 6 pounds, because he always chastises me if I'm outside the box. And I am usually a little outside of the box. I'm working on that, Ken, and I'll get help from Calitrin to keep the weight off. So define the program that you want to use to lose the weight, and you certainly can take Calitrin all through whatever your weight loss program is, and then keep on Calitrin to keep the weight off. That's how it works, all naturally, 25 years and counting. What a fabulous product. You take it at bedtime, you go right to sleep, and it does its work during the night, healing the effects of what happens to your body during the weight loss process. Go to toploss.com, please. When you check out, use the DJV code for no shipping and the special deals.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. with enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true. It's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge Muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, I'm Doug Steffen. The COVID outlook has brightened. Maybe that's the way we encapsulate the latest news. Doesn't really the number, or plural, don't the numbers speak for themselves, Ken?
The numbers do. The incident rate speaks for themselves. Look at the graphs. They really look impressive in most states in the country. Not everywhere, but in most states, I'd say 70% of the country, the incidences look great. The death rates, hospitalizations are all coming down. It's very encouraging. We can't drop our guard totally yet to celebrate, but I'm hoping that in the next few weeks we can. I think by April 1st, if this continues and we don't have another variant, which is a big unknown, this is going to be in the rearview mirror.
Well, I'm just hoping, only because it's annoying when I take my trips every weekend on a plane wearing the mask and then trying to take a nap. It's difficult to take a nap with a mask on. It just is. I understand wearing it when you're around people, but you take it down and you eat and you drink and you put it back on again. But I think if you're turned away from, if I'm in a plane that has those beds, the sleeping beds, I turn myself away from the person who's next to me, and I do take the mask down so that I can breathe out of my nose at least. I just think it's dangerous, frankly. And I don't know that they've looked at all that stuff, but I think it's hard to breathe, isn't it, when you're asleep? I can't imagine, but I have slept with it, and I didn't like it.
It depends which mask you have on.
I suppose that may be true, right? Was the 95 you said?
The N95, that's a tough to sleep in.
Yes. Right. All right, there's a new COVID plan apparently from the administration because they're concerned there are new variants, and they don't want to have shutdowns. The public won't take any more shutdowns, and they know that. So are we going to just put some extra stuff in the next flu shot, and what else are you going to do?
Well, hopefully we will stay ahead of it, but right now the incidence looks pretty good, and hopefully we stay ahead of it, and it probably will become part of the vaccines. But what we're going to do for prevention is unknown. Anyone who tells you they know, they don't know, because it keeps changing.
Moving. It's a moving target. Dr. Ken, he's kind of a moving target too, as am I. This is DJV Health.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back with Dr. Ken here. I had a couple of more quick questions before we move away from COVID. One of them has to do with super immunity. That is reinforced. There have been people talking about those who are vaccinated against the COVID, and if they have the three shots, I don't know whether it's Pfizer, Moderna, it's not Johnson & Johnson, but is there such a thing as the COVID vaccinations triggering super immunity among some? And one wonders whether it's the people who have had the disease and then they have the shots. I guess that's what right. I'm wondering here.
That's what you're talking about. Super immunity would be if you've had the disease and you've had the vaccines and the booster. That's super immunity.
When I get my blood test next week, which is a preparatory bit of work for your visit, are my antibodies going to be tested? I've asked, and I forget what you tell me, whether it's an accurate test or not. Can they do it when you do a blood test so that I'm going to know by looking at it whether I've had COVID or not?
We, unfortunately, in what's available to the general public, can't answer that question yet. We can tell whether you have a total amount of certain antibodies, but we can't tell whether you got that from from the vaccine, from being ill. And then also out there is memory immunity. And so it's, you know, there's just a lot of immunity out there that can't be easily measured. So answering those questions, you're not going to be happy and satisfied.
No. Well, we certainly want to be happy and satisfied, so I won't ask that question. The one thing that has come from the Center for Disease Confusion is a continuing warning for tourists, although there aren't as many. There are some warnings to places in Africa. I think Portugal may still be on the list, but the European countries, for the most part, they're pretty much over this, and you can travel and you can see the schedules and the airlines all pumping back up again to go to pretty much every place except Moscow. You're not going to get a ride to Moscow on a plane these days, but pretty much every place else, they're, you know, opening things up. And I thought it was interesting because this time of year, people love to go to the Bahamas and St. Martin and, you know, places in the Central America, especially. There are a lot of Americans that like to travel down there. And apparently it's okay now, Ken. It's all kind of opened up. There's no more high risk down there where there was at the beginning of the year in the Caribbean. There were really high-risk islands that people weren't going to and shouldn't go. And I guess the cruise lines of all, you know, can you imagine anything worse than being on a cruise line, being on a cruise ship, and there's an outbreak? Where do you go? It's something to think about when you make your
reservation. You go to the infirmary because you're gonna get it.
Yeah, right. Well, that's it. Okay, so connected to COVID has been discussion through this about pneumonia. I think I told you, and I have urged people to get their pneumonia shots. And then there's this overview of exercise and how it helps. It is a buffer, apparently, against pneumonia, but not against COVID. But COVID has its first impact in the lungs, right? And do people show signs of pneumonia when they get COVID?
Well, in the original strain Alpha and in Delta, the variant, the second variant that most are familiar with, it was more COVID-19 of a lower respiratory illness, and pneumonia was a big factor. But with Omicron, which has been more of an upper respiratory, like a bad cold, there's been a lot less pneumonia associated with Omicron.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right. So less pneumonia, but you do advise people to get the two shots. There are two different
pneumonia shots. I talk to your doctors about the pneumonia vaccine. I certainly have had it.
I had one, but I don't know what it was, so I can't figure out what whether it's bad to get the same one twice or to just start over again and get one and then get the other one. I'll have to do some research on that. I'll ask you that question as we continue here in the next half hour of our visit this week with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stuff.
It was all in spreadsheets and, like, folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo, like, onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like, there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm, like, totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Death and destruction continues in Ukraine as Russian soldiers continue their quest across Europe's second largest country. The latest victim is Europe's largest nuclear power plant, attacked by Russian bombs overnight. David Nichols is with South Africa's Nuclear Energy Corporation and describes the power plant's characteristics on ENCA News.
I cannot believe somebody is actually going to directly target the reactor. What you'd be doing is, at best, trying to knock out the auxiliaries around it, which would cause the plant potentially to lose cooling, which would be very similar in that sense to the Three Mile Island accident in 1979 in the USA.
The Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant is now in control by Russian soldiers. Florida Senate passed a bill last night, 23-15, to ban abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is expected to sign the bill. USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Today marks the day the moon becomes a target for space junk, thrown away like a fast food wrapper when driving down the highway. In a display of cosmic littering, a wayward rocket body will crash into the far side of the moon on Friday, marking the first time that a piece of space junk has accidentally struck the lunar surface. The booster rocket China and the United States argue is each other's, and traveling at more than 5,500 miles per hour, is predicted to slam into the Hertzsprung crater at 12:25 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time, though the precise time and location are unclear, as it is the dark side of the moon. Election issues in Wisconsin has revealed quite a few details that broke the law in the 2020 general election. Tim Berg reports.
Former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman wants the state to look into decertifying the 2020 election results. Gableman presenting the findings of his election investigation to Wisconsin lawmakers. He says the point of the investigation is to spur future legislative changes. His report also finding that Mark Zuckerberg's group paid for illegal drop boxes to be placed in Democratic voting strongholds and that ineligible voters remained on the voting rolls in the state, which is illegal.
When it's all put together, NASA's Europa Clipper will be as large as an SUV with solar arrays long enough to span a basketball court, all the better to help power the spacecraft during its journey to Jupiter's icy moon Europa. The launch is expected in late 2024. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Back we are with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. The second half hour of our visit this week, Dr. Ken in person from his clinic down in Mondora, Florida. Lake Cardiology is the clinic, and Ken is visited every week, every month, all year by folks who are local, Central Floridians, people from all over Florida, people from all over the Southeast, people from all over the country, people from around the world. Because this program is heard streaming all over the place at djvhealthshow.com. You can get the podcast at djvhealthshow.com as well. So if you're listening there and you'd like to access Ken, his knowledge and his research, why don't you just call, it's a simple connection, telemedicine being what it is, 352-735-1400 is the number you dial from anywhere. I feel like the old Art Bell from east of the Rockies and west of the Rockies. No, this is from everywhere. You can call Ken's office, 352-735-1400, to make an appointment. Okay, there's some research that's been done on inflammatory bowel disease in children. Sounds horrible. What's the research showing?
Well, inflammatory bowel disease, we're talking about ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease. And what the news is that when children get this, when kids get either of these, their lifetime risk for cancer in the gastrointestinal tract, the GI tract, is significantly increased. This comes out of JAMA Network open this week. So for this fraction of kids, if you have this, you just want to be in the group who get extra screened so that we're watching for it and we can prevent what might be out there. Mm-hmm. Just good to know.
Right. And is this something that is becoming a more serious problem? Has it been a problem? I don't know that I've heard of this. I don't know that we've talked about it.
It's been a problem. It's just not been, this association in kids has yet been made, and that's what the news is. You've probably heard this more with adults.
Oh, absolutely more with adults. Yeah, I've heard about it, but not with children.
The study in children is what the advance is.
Yeah.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing to know because we're always watching out and knowing who we need to put the efforts in to screen, and this is certainly where the efforts.
How do you find out? You go to a pediatrician. How does it present itself? How would you know if your child had this problem?
They would not be happy with how clinical can I get here?
Oh, wow, you got to poop and pee. Okay,
exactly.
So,
their pooping efforts would be very, very uncomfortable, inappropriate, and it's easy for mom and dad when having been a father, it's easy to know when those things are happening. It's hard to hide those efforts in a child. And there's a lot of different reasons why those are not working as they should. And certainly it's not the most common cause, these inflammatory bowels, but we have to think about them. And when they're present, they're just in the long list of detective work that a good pediatrician will go through and trying to figure out why that part of the child's body is not working properly.
Got it. Okay. This is some information has been researched on first-time mothers or mothers of twins. What are they at a high risk of? I don't know. This is new stuff, right? Hasn't depression been a part of the landscape for a long time with mothers,
well,
new mothers?
Postpartum depression is, unfortunately, a factor that new mothers have to think about. And it's something we all have to be aware of. And I think it's come out of the closet. You go back a few decades and people didn't want to think about it. They weren't aware of it. And many women just dealt with this horribly because no one recognized it. And it is very treatable, but it needs to be recognized, diagnosed. But the news here is the headline out of the Journal of Affective Disorders is that first-time mothers and also mothers who are having twins, these two subgroups of moms are at much higher risk for getting postpartum depression. So just be aware, everyone in the family with new mothers, if the spirits are just inappropriate. Now, this should be an incredibly happy time of one mother's life, right? And when there's a mismatch between the happiness and the event, you have to start thinking about, is postpartum depression there? You know, it can be overwhelming fatigue, anemia. There can be other reasons why the emotions are not appropriate to this, what should be a happy event. But when they're not, you have to put in your thoughts, is this postpartum depression? Because the reason why it's such an important item not to miss is because suicides can occur here. And you want to prevent suicide.
Yeah.
And it's very preventable if you're thinking about the possibility of postpartum depression.
Yeah, right. That's a sobering. It's a very sobering thought. Especially when I think about my daughter-in-law and my son, their new child, Jasper, is three.
How's mom doing?
Well, I think she had a little touch, but she's doing fine. She has about 11 jobs, and she's a wonderful mother. And Brendan is wonderful as a father. So they're both working together on projects, and she's got her own projects. You know, it's a typical kind of Hollywood couple.
Right, but she has to watch herself because she's probably hard to get enough rest, and she's a first-time mom, so we don't.
Well, what's happened? I'll tell you. What's happened is that the baby has settled into sleeping. She nurses the baby at 10:30. Baby falls right to sleep. They put him down, and he now sleeps until 6:30, 6:45, 7 o'clock. So They're getting back to a normal night's sleep. They went for most of the first 3 months. They have been sleeping, 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours max, maybe. She would pump the milk and Brendan would feed it to the baby, perhaps in the middle of the night, so she could get rest. But it's straightened out. They're happy as could be.
That's great.
They can get a good night's rest. Yeah. Oh, they're very happy. Yeah. It's cool to see. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. We are continuing with our overview of what's new in the medical community, research-wise, conventional medicine. Dr. Ken is a trained cardiologist, he has both a PhD in research and an MD in cardiovascular study. This was called cardiovascular studies. What's it called?
Yeah, you can call it that. I've been called worse.
Yeah. Okay, well, good to know. Dr. Ken and I continue after I remind you about how important it is, speaking of sleep, to get a good night's rest. And there's no better way in my wheelhouse than going to the MyPillow folks and taking advantage of the sale on right now for their complete sleep system. You'll save 30% on this whole, there's a MyPillow coil mattress in it. There are the Giza Dream sheets in it. There are MyPillows in it. And if you use the promo code DJV, you can take advantage of all of that with the new support system the mattress to the mattress topper to the sheets, the whole kit and caboodle. Saving 30% is what happens when you go to MyPillow.com, use the DJV promo code in the box that's there on that page. And not only that, you get a 10-year warranty with a mattress. You get a 6-month money-back guarantee with a mattress. That's really, most of the things you get at MyPillow, 60-day money-back guarantee. But this deal has a 6-month back rest. So if you need a new mattress and you're not resting well, go to MyPillow.com, find the promo for the sleep system, use the code DJV when you're checking out. They have low monthly financing available for those of you who don't want to put all the cash down or send them a check or credit card or whatever it is. Take advantage of that. There's no excuse for having a bad night's rest. All the help is there at MyPillow.com. Check it all out. Use the DJV code upon checkout. Save from 30 to 65%.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold ship to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
This report sponsored by IBM. The IBM Sustainability Accelerator is a global pro bono social impact program focused on helping populations vulnerable to environmental threats. How? By using technologies such as hybrid cloud computing and artificial intelligence to enhance and scale nonprofits selected through an annual open call. The 2022 request for proposals will focus on clean energy, and selected projects will gain support from a 2-year program. In phase one, they'll design a technical roadmap to solve specific environmental challenges, and phase two will bring further support from IBM technologies and partner credits to develop and deploy solutions. Justina Nixon Santil, IBM Global Head, Corporate Social Responsibility.
With this program, we are tackling global issues by pairing experts with technology for the purpose of improving the lives of populations most affected by environmental threats to make lasting, scalable impact. I encourage all nonprofits to apply today and join us in this sustainability journey.
To submit a proposal, visit IBM.org.
Back with Dr. Ken, the next focus has to do with those people who are aging faster than what they ought to. I don't know how you measure this, Ken. I'm sure that the story that you're going to focus on is something that it looks like it goes back to when you were a child, right? If you're aging faster as an adult, is that because of what happened when you were a child?
Absolutely. This is an interesting report in JAMA Pediatrics, Journal of the American Medical Association, the pediatrics volume this week. And what they discovered, Doug, is that people who are obese, smoke daily, or who have psychological disorder diagnosis upon them during their adolescent years, they age faster than their peers. So the factors are being obese, smoking daily, and have a psychological diagnosis. And this is during adolescent years. This group of individuals seem to age faster than their peers.
So what would those conditions be, though? What would be something? Is it how you're nourished and whether you're getting good food or not? We certainly have a problem. We keep talking about obesity in children. We talk about obesity in parents, you know, people right. Not paying attention to what they're. So is that part of it?
So you're asking, how do you prevent this? Well, you want to be at ideal body weight. You don't want to smoke. And, you know, preventing psychological disorders is a challenge, but you want to do what you can to keep your mental health as well as possible. And that means getting enough sleep, eating healthy, exercising, not using any drugs that are not prescribed to you. Hopefully your family is as intact and supportive as possible. But even in those best of circumstances, unfortunately, psychological disorders do occur, but you want to minimize your risk. And I think that's the best you can do with all of this, to try to age as gracefully as you can, which you've done a pretty good job of.
I hope so, one way or another. And you hope.
And you don't smoke and you're not obese, and I won't comment about your mental state.
That's awfully nice of you. Thank you.
Well, I don't want to give up your HIPAA.
Yeah, no, you can
no,
do that.
I'm just joking.
I know you are.
Your state is fine.
But,
I'm just joking.
Well, I think, I know you are. But I think that is a part. People eat because they're depressed, right? I was talking to, who the heck was I? Oh, I was talking to a friend of mine about what was going
on. When they're depressed, they don't eat. When they And when they're depressed, they sometimes hyper eat too much. So eating can go either way when you're depressed.
So depression. What's the earliest you've ever been able to render a verdict when it came to children that were depressed? Or what, maybe in research, can children be depressed when they're 4, 5, 6 years old? Or
oh,
do they have to be teenagers when their boyfriends or girlfriends don't like them anymore?
I think depression can start very early if you're looking for it. I'm not a pediatrician. I'm an adult doctor, which starts at 18 years. And you definitely see it in that age group. But definitely there are pediatric psychiatrists and psychologists, and they start working with depression early on.
Yeah. Well, it's something that really, we have some, but the problem is there's so many drugs that mask it, all these ads for all these drugs. And masking it doesn't fix it, although drugs I think are good. I've had people in my family, and I've again had friends who have had medications that have kept them from being depressed.
Well, early on, I think exercise is for mild cases. Exercise is a fantastic treatment. It's been shown to be wonderful.
Well, it's good for everything.
Mild cases.
Yeah, I mean, you see all those. You stay up late one night and watch some of those infomercials on TV. It's all about exercise. You can do it in 3 minutes and you'll be all set. Yada, yada. Coming up, questions for Dr. Ken here on DJV Health, 10 before the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
My sign is a potential customer's first impression, so it needs to be perfect.
It's possible at Staples.
There are four other bakeries within five blocks of here. My shop needs to stand out.
Also possible with Staples Print and Marketing Services, small businesses can print big with wide format signs and banners. Right now, get $10 off custom printed signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. Create your sign at Staples, the working and learning store, N326. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike feels like he's capable of a little more than just trips to the convenience store.
Oh, also, he wants to let you know that you can buy a gallon of ice cream instead of a pint every time. Those are his words. So he said roughly like, blink the last wheel. It doesn't really translate, but the way he said it was super funny.
Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits, and they require comprehensive coverage.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Now on DJD Health, Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mardura, Florida. He's here to answer questions that either come from me or from you, questions he's had. So here's the first one having to do with food allergies, whether or not food allergies are they on the mend? Do we have fewer people with allergies? Do we have more people with allergies? And what are some of the common food allergies that people are dealing with, Ken?
Sure. Adult onset food allergies, Doug, is becoming allergic, sometimes seriously so, after reaching adulthood. This is quite common. About 50 million Americans have a food allergy. You can be allergic to anything, but nine substances cause 90% of food allergies. You want to guess some of the foods that are on that list of them?
I know what some of them are because I'm allergic to wheat, gluten. And it's funny because not the same every day, but boy, what a pain it is. And I don't know what damage it's doing to my body, in a permanent sense. I guess not enough to warrant, you know, serious concern, but it's very uncomfortable. So there's that. There's peanut allergies. There's milk allergies. So what else have we got?
Yeah. You hit three of them.
I did.
Tree nuts, eggs, shellfish, fin fish, soy, and sesame. Sesame are the other six. Well,
was it sunflowers? I didn't hear you say sunflowers, but I've been told it's sunflower oil, or is it safflower? Maybe it's safflower oil.
Sesame. Let's do them again. Nine. All nine here. Peanuts, okay. Tree nuts, milk, egg, shellfish, fin fish, soy, wheat, and sesame.
Mm-hmm.
And the most common is the shellfish. 3% of the population are allergic to shellfish. Yes, that's the most common.
I would have thought that gluten was the most common.
Sorry, I couldn't give you the right answer.
No, I just think that that's what I would have thought. And maybe, again, the gluten thing, because you see so many sections in supermarkets now for gluten-free foods, bread, pies, whatever. You know, that's a big section now in most of the major grocery stores.
It is.
And so, you know, it's something that obviously they're rendering. I don't see warnings on peanuts, though. They don't serve them on the airplanes anymore, although I guess Southwest has started serving them again, but they don't serve them because of peanut allergies. But, you know, how many people really are? If you're saying, well, even if there's 3%, is that enough to keep the peanuts away from everybody else who wants to have a peanut?
Well, it depends what their lawyers are recommending to them.
Yeah, right. It's all about lawyers. Yeah. Okay. Here's a question about drinkers. And this comes about because a pilot of a JetBlue plane this week was taken off the plane as a drunk. He tested four times the legal limit. And he was about ready. His judgment was so bad that he was about ready to fly a plane from Florida up to New York. Fortunately, the people on the plane, I don't know whether it was the person who was out at the gate or whether it was one of the people on the plane, but anyway, one of the flight attendants, but they called the authorities and got this guy. Can you imagine what would happen if JetBlue, they'd be destroyed because everybody would sue them if they let a pilot into the plane? And this has happened before. We've been pilots. So I wonder about that. And then the other people who drink and drive, oh, I'm okay. I can drive all right. They're kidding themselves, right? I mean,
that JetBlue situation is very sad. Apparently, he admitted to 7 to 8 drinks before he got into the aircraft. You can imagine how many they always teach us in medical school, double the number they tell you.
Really? I didn't know that. Really?
So who knows whether it was even more, but obviously an alcoholic and obviously a denial and a lot of problems here. And you just, a good crew is watching out, just like in the operating room. You hear these rare stories of a surgeon ever doing that. And, you know, fortunately they're extremely rare, but everybody's watching out for it to protect you. Don't worry about this as a possibility.
No, but then when you apply it to driving, drinking and driving, that's also, you know, friends don't let friends drive drunk. But how many people, again, do you know who said, oh, yeah, I'm okay. I don't mind admitting my mother was a really serious alcoholic, and she used to say she could drive. And I remember being underage and driving her somewhere because I didn't want her to drive in the condition she was in. So there's a warning, a word to the wise, which hopefully is sufficient. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with Doug Steffen on DJV Health at 59 past the hour.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.